Oasis Audio presents Tuck, Book 3 in the King Raven Trilogy by Stephen Lawhead. Read for you by Adam Verner.
Prologue. Wintin Kestre, St. Swithin's Day. King William stood scratching the back of his hand and watched as another bag of gold was emptied into the iron-clad chest. 100 solid gold byzants, that, added to 50 pounds in silver, and another 50 in letters of promise to be paid upon collection of his tribute from Normandy, brought the total to 500 marks. "More money than God," muttered William under his breath. "What do they do with it all?"
"Sire," asked one of the clerks from the justiciar's office, glancing up from the wax tablet on which he kept a running tally.
"Nothing," grumbled the king.
Parting with money always made him itch, and this time there was no relief. In vain he scratched the other hand.
"Are we finished here?"
Having counted the money, the clerks began locking and sealing the strongbox. The king shook his head at the sight of all that gold and silver disappearing from sight.
"These blasted monks will bleed me dry," he thought.
A kingdom was a voracious beast that devoured money and was never, ever satisfied. It took money for soldiers, money for horses and weapons, money for fortresses, money for supplies to feed the troops, and, as now, even more money to wipe away the sins of war. The gold and silver in the chest was for the abbey at Winter.